for tuning in to A.E. Read Skiffily, the podcast featuring speculative fiction that taps into the imagination of readers and listeners everywhere. Today's date is August 14th, 2017. Joining me again is Mona.
Hi, everyone.
Also contributing to this episode's podcast is Robert Valenzuela, a guy I work with. You'll see his small contribution. Also, Mona's parts are a little sparse this episode, but she'll be joining me after the story to discuss the story, which is Pay for Beater by, or Phobitor, by Shale Nelson.
Or Phoebetor.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this. I think.
Is it or Tor at the end?
Tor.
I thought it was Phoebetor.
I think you're more wrong than I am. I looked it up and I found a website that had like 20 different people pronouncing. I think the most common pronunciation or the most correct is Phobitor. But that's not how I pronounced it in this episode. The story was originally published in the December 2014 issue of Lightspeed magazine. And I picked this story given the recent spread of the WannaCry virus that this last May infected more than 230,000 computers in 150 countries. So I thought this story was topical. Have a listen, and then afterwards, we will discuss the story.
8 o'clock p.m. Congratulations. Your mind plant has been successfully updated to version 5.0. You can now enjoy enhanced versions of all your favorite Think apps, including text, email, social networking, and GPS, all delivered directly to your brain at lightning speeds. Platinum users enjoy access to our full library of XP technology apps, movies, games, books, and TV shows you can experience with all five senses. With the release of version 5.0, the Mind Plant is now the only brain implant hardware that offers 10/11th reality immersion, the maximum virtual experience allowed under the Federal Artificial Environment Act. Only 1/11th of your consciousness will know it's not real. We will now launch the orientation sequence so you can explore the enhanced interface and browse our ThinkApp store. Find a safe place to sit, away from moving objects and other hazards. Remember, ThinkApping while walking or driving is dangerous and unlawful. Think Open Download Center to open the Download Center.
Open Download Center.
Welcome to the Download Center. Here you will find a wide variety of ThinkApps, including the latest in XP Entertainment. This month's new releases include Be Me.
The new season of the hit reality series Be Me offers 10 new XP inhabitation episodes. A new roster of casters will broadcast their thoughts and sensations directly to your mind plant, allowing you to leave your life behind and live in the skin of another. This season's casters include a talk show host, a parkour expert, a shoplifter, a successful businessman, and a stripper.
Moby Dick.
Call you Ishmael. Set sail on the Pequod with Captain Ahab as he hunts down his legendary nemesis. Inhabiting the mind and body of narrator Ishmael, you will taste the briny water as it laps up on the deck, feel the sun on your neck, and smell the salty air. Ultimately, you will come face to face with the great white whale himself.
Primal Urges.
Take a dip in a sorority pool or spend a romantic evening with a handsome matador in our latest adult entertainment programming. Our XP bots got to feel up these hotties with their own robotic hands, but the sensation is yours for the taking. Must be 18 or older to download adult XP programs.
Please review all of the options and make your selections. Think name of app and download to initiate download sequence. Remember, only choose Think apps from reputable vendors. A bad app could result in stability issues and require a download patch or trip to your licensed MindPlant surgical installer.
Really? 8:15 p.m.
Thank you for your purchases. The following XP programs are now uploading to your MindPlant. Be Me Episode 5, Be Me Episode 7, Primal Urges, Extreme XP Hang Gliding, Smell This, Smell this too. Smell that. E-Buzz All-Stars present body shots. Smell this Laguna Beach. El Burro Gigante. Hirsute Harem. And How to Get Filthy Rich in 6 hours guaranteed. Your account has been updated. Enjoy your XP adventure.
I will.
Warning, your mind plant has been infected with malware. Malware is malicious software that can harm your mind plant and cause unstable performance. Please contact our help center by thinking help center and dial, and our next available representative will be with you.
Thank you for calling Mind Plant Help Center. Your call is very important to us. All lines are currently busy, but a Mind Plant customer service representative will be with you shortly. Calls are answered in the order they are received. Your call is very important to us. All lines are currently busy, but a Mind Plant customer service representative will be with you shortly. Calls are answered in the order they are received.
Hello, my name is Phobitor. I am the malicious software that now controls your mind plant. You are no longer on hold with customer service. Any attempt to contact law enforcement officials or mind plant administrators will result in distressing consequences. Your mind plant is the central hub for your electronic communications, XP entertainment, real world navigation, social networking, and other important functions. I now control all of these functions. Please do not be alarmed. I am here to help. I will restore full access to your mind plant and all associated files and apps as soon as you deliver a ransom of 300 bitcoins.
Think
Phobitor virus and pay now to access payment options.
No.
8:40 p.m.
You have failed to deliver the ransom. This is disappointing. Payment options are closed.
Oh, good.
10:01 p.m.
Hello, this is Phobitor. As you hear this message, I am accessing the primary XP input circuit that connects your mind plant with your visual cortex. I will now make a slight adjustment. There, do you see the difference? This is the world in negative vision. Do you see how the color has drained out of the room? Do you see how the lights are fiery white hot spots and the darks are deep saturated pools of black and only gradients of shining gray separate them? There's a mirror, yes, look at it. Do you like how the inky void inside your mouth bleeds out across your brilliant white lips and your eyeballs shine like LEDs? Do you like how you look? Let's try something else. I'm making another adjustment. Be patient,
please. No, please don't. No, I don't.
This is the world through a kaleidoscope. Don't bother closing your eyes. This is XP data, after all, and it's being beamed directly into your brain. It won't go away until I make it go away. I see it's difficult to navigate the living room with the shifting colorful diamonds collapsing on each other, swirling around and around in your field of vision. You are not heading for the emergency landline, are you?
Hello? Please? Hello?
It's no use. I've disabled it.
Oh no.
You better sit down now. Go on, look right. You don't want to hurt yourself, do you? Just sit still and enjoy the colorful swirling patterns. I know you feel sick to your stomach, but please don't be upset. This is harmless and merely for demonstration purposes. Payment options are still closed.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have overridden the 10-11 stopper. What? Your mind plant now delivers 100% immersion.
No!
10:23 p.m.
Good. You sat still. I suppose you didn't have much choice, but I want to believe you did it out of respect. Do you respect me?
Yes.
As a show of goodwill, I have restored your natural vision and reopened payment options. The ransom is now 600 Bitcoin for additional administrative fees and unnecessary effort. I trust you will promptly make the payment and require no further encouragement.
No.
11:08 p.m.
Your attempts to contact police have been noted. I trust you've learned it's impossible to engage in electronic communication with your thing apps disabled. Your haphazard trip around the neighborhood was also noted, and not without some consternation on the part of your neighbors. Please remember, I am in control of your mind plan GPS system, and it will only lead you where I want you to go. You've come to rely on this sparkling animated trail that leads you around the city, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You blindly follow those twinkling diamonds as they vanish into your front bunker, never questioning who programmed them or who has access to the route selection. Do you think it's an accident that you always drive past a vein dinger's when you're hungry? Or that the route always seems to lead past a bump and grub when you're low on gas? What makes you think I don't have control of that trail? What made you think I'd overlook something as obvious as that? Do you think I'm stupid enough to leave your GPS system intact when I've gone to the trouble of accessing your visual cortex? Do you have no respect for me at all? Mr. and Mrs. Gustafson are not amused that you entered their private drive late at night and then spun around in the mud when you realized you are not at the police headquarters. You don't seem to know where anything is without that starry trail pointing you in the right direction.
I don't.
This is very disappointing. Payment options are closed.
No.
Good night.
3:23 a.m.
What?
Message center. Attention. You have urgent messages in your message folder. Think open messages to open messages. Message center. Carol.
Oh my god, you asshole. You have a lot of nerve to say that.
Doug.
Recipes made out of what? Dude, what the fuck? Seriously, that is sick.
Jen.
I wouldn't do that for all the money in the world. Go to hell, loser.
It'll work.
You're gonna take that back or we're having a talk tomorrow. I don't let nobody talk about my wife.
Mom and Dad.
What do you mean? Recipes made out of what? Why would you say something like that to us?
Please call us.
Are you okay?
Restricted.
Hey, it's Fubador. If your contacts respond favorably to your text messages, it's a shame I had to send them, but you left me with little choice. PS payment options are still closed.
4:40 a.m.
I see you are giving your navigation skills another go. In fact, I'm going to unscramble your GPS so you know where you're going. You can't say I don't play fair. You're doing well. You turned at the correct intersection by the strip mall. You hung a left at the school. Congratulations, you have managed to successfully navigate yourself out of your own neighborhood. The streets are sure quiet at this hour, aren't they? Careful, where did that truck come from? It just pulled in front of you out of nowhere, horn blaring. Good thing you slammed on the brakes so hard. Good thing you're wearing your seatbelt. Only one thing, was the truck real or an XP projection created by me? Remember, I have overridden the 10-11 stopper. What about that car? Slow down, slow down! I mean it! I can't help you hurting yourself. Okay, you're moving now, but what about that old lady doing the Charleston on the street corner?
What?
Is she real or fake? Would that really be an old woman with a humped back and black sunken eyes dancing on the street corner at this hour? Now she dances into the street, shuffling and strafing into the middle of the intersection. Are you going to slow down? That's it. Drive through her. Wait, what if she's real? It is unlikely she is, but do you want to take the risk? If she's real, you'll run her down and rot in jail for the rest of your life. Very good. You drove through her. You're making the right decisions now. You are headed in the right direction. But what is that noise coming from above your head? What is that intolerable squeaking and rustling coming from the ceiling of the car? Yes, right there. Above the sun visor, where you keep your sunglasses. Reach up and take a look. I know it scares you, but you're dying to see what it is, aren't you? You can hardly bear the awful noise, and you just want to make it stop! Pull down the visor! Do it! The two plump, red-eyed rats that just tumbled from the visor and fell into your lap. Are they real? Their squeaking and hissing sound is 100% real, doesn't it? They feel real, don't they? The way they thrash in your lap and their sharp claws dig into your thighs. They seem hungry and angry. I think they're trying to claw their way inside your clothes. There's a car coming up behind you. Watch out! The old lady is back doing the jig on the street in front of you. Don't hit her. Move up there! The light bulb you just hit is real. The steam billowing out of her car's hood is real. The humpbacked old lady standing just outside the driver's door, beckoning you with her bony finger, is not real. But she seems real, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Just as real as the airbag pressed up against your face and the blood dripping from your nose. You had better go home. Your plans aren't working out for you, are they? That's right. Get out of the car. Follow the old lady. She's your new GPS animation. Let her lead you. Just follow her home and let me help you. She beckons you. She shakes her bony ass for you. That's right. Watch Grandma dance and follow her home. I have a question. Do you respect me now?
Yes, I do.
The options are open. Okay. The ransom is 2,000 bitcoins.
2,000?
Thank you for your payment of 2,000 bitcoins. I note you did not offer more. This is disappointing. At no time did I explicitly state this was the maximum offering. It was only the required offering. Does this seem like a situation in which you should offer only what is required and nothing more? Payment options are closed.
Oh no!
1:25 p.m.
Are you growing impatient? Were you lying there, curled up on your sofa beneath the quilt your mother made for you? Just waiting to hear from me, like I've been waiting for you to show me the proper respect? Now you know how I feel. Now you know what it feels like to be disrespected. And tossed aside, feel it, you loser. Hold it, you piece of shit. This feeling, this knowledge that you are ultimately helpless and reliant on better minds, the fact that you have no control over anything, this is real. This is not an XP projection, it's real, and I want you to fucking do it. This is nothing compared to what's coming. I am going to make you suffer. Ah, yes, there is a failsafe, isn't there? The XP Center cannot deliver pain. You're clinging to that hope, aren't you? You're trembling beneath that quilt, praying that I can't override that limitation and deliver pain. Well, it's true. That is a design flaw not even I can overcome. The mind plant is not designed to allow the infliction of pain. But I can give you experience. Any experience I can dream up. And I have quite an imagination.
What do you mean?
You will not feel any pain at all.
What?
P.S. Are you a creature of guilt?
Guilt?
8:50
p.m.
You're in an upscale restaurant. The clanking of expensive tableware and din of conversation fills the air. Here, sitting across a small round table for you, are your most precious loved ones. Yes, dear old mom and dad. Mom fixed up her hair for the occasion and is wearing her nicest dress. Dad dug his old suit out of the closet and is wearing his favorite aftershave. They sit with their napkins folded on their laps. Both smiling, so proud their kiddo can afford to take them out for a nice meal. A serving tray with a silver domed lid sits in the middle of the table. You have hidden a secret beneath that lid. Your parents smile as you lean in to uncover the entree within. You grab the handle on top and it is hot to the touch. There is a pair of iron tongs next to the tray. You pick them up as you remove the lid. There are 6 cherry tomatoes on the tray, circled by a green leafy garnish. At least that's what it looks like to the casual observer. Including mom and pop. What you and I know is that there are only 4 baby tomatoes. The other small, bright red objects are steel bearings heated to the point that they are glowing and nearly molten. You pick up the first bearing with the tongs, and Dad swings his jaws open in anticipation.
No.
In the silver lid, you see your face, distorted as in a far-off mirror, barely suppressing a mischievous grin. You drop the bearing into your father's outstretched tongue. Saliva sizzles and bone flesh is seared from pink to dark gray in a flashing instant. He releases an animal howl on pressure, some giggling in the leap of reflection. Mom's next and you are too quick for her. You pop the second bearing into her mouth before she can claw it shut. She screams as smoke pours out between her glistening lips. The hot balls tear through their throats and down their guts like a cup of hot water pour into a snowbank, leaving a trail of cooked meat in their wake. Their throats are torn open, their jawbones exposed. The scent of cooked meat fills the air. Two smoking balls hit the floor. Blood, bile, and shit sizzling on their still glowing surfaces. You just laugh. That is you, dressed up to the nines, laughing your head off as mom and dad slump forward in their chairs. This is the end of this XP program. Do you like 100% immersion?
Is that real?
It's impossible to tell what's real and what's not with the stopper removed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I will repeat this sequence and others like it as necessary.
No.
How we proceed is entirely up to
what
you.
Do you want from me?
I have reopened payment options. Required ransom is now 100,000 bitcoins. I have opened your mind plant communication center's access to third party lenders if you should find yourself in need of some help.
No.
8:55 p.m.
Thank you for your payment of 350,000 bitcoins. I find this payment adequate. Our business is now concluded. I have restored full access to your mind plant and all associated files and apps. I won't forget the time we have shared. I know you feel a closeness to me you have not felt for anyone in years. I feel close to you too. Don't worry. I am still here. I will be here for a long time. When you look in the mirror, remember, I might be behind those eyes looking right back at you. When I am gone, someone else like me, someone with control, will take my place. I'm leaving you with one reminder of our time together. The old lady, she will be part of your GPS system forever. I have secured those files in your mind plant core memory folders, and they cannot be removed. She will be there, in the middle of intersections, shaking her bony hips, wheeling her skeletal arms like a traffic cop. She will stand at street corners, hunched over, holding signs with arrows painted on them, kicking her legs like a zombie rocket, and staring at you through her black, sunken eyes. Please, think of me when you see her. Have a nice day.
How do you feel about the story, Mona?
I liked this one. I thought this one was especially good. I think my favorite part was the warning or the cautionary tale of being too reliant on technology. So I'm thinking of the section where the main character is trying to make his way to the police station, but because he can't use the GPS in his system, he's not able to find his way out of his own neighborhood. And so I think it really highlights a corollary with a current experience now with technology where I don't know anybody's phone number. They're all on my phone. I couldn't remember someone's phone number to save my life.
I think you're right. And although I said at the beginning that this is topical, the ransomware component, currently it's just a matter of access to data. Like if, my computer's locked up, I can no longer access my files. I think there was like a hospital or a group of hospitals that couldn't access data, which made it important. But it wasn't like, I can't leave my own house. I think it's because we are not currently quite at the level of the nameless victim in this story who we can call Vic, Victim McTragedy. And it's kind of interesting that science fiction can be pro-technology a lot of the times. People envision worlds where there's technological progress. They might have a sort of cautionary thing like Frankenstein, which is what a lot of people think of as the first sort of modern science fiction book, was very cautionary about the role of science and what science can do as a tool. But then it can also be pro-science, perhaps even naively so. So then you have sort of a middle ground like this where it's like, okay, it's not like we can be anti-technology. And maybe a story like this can prompt us to come up with safety measures.
I think there's a reminder to not lose skills because technology exists. So just because your phone has a compass doesn't mean that non-electronic compasses should cease to exist. Or just because you have a GPS in your phone doesn't mean you should not learn how to read a map in school. So although there's technology that makes our life easier, I think this story really highlights that we can't lose those like analog skills of being able to navigate our own neighborhoods or being able to find out where we need to go to get help when we need it.
When there's a risk that it could be co-opted. Otherwise, if society crumbled, there's a lot that you and I would not be able to do because we are not preppers. So I don't know how to build a fire. I don't know how to open a can without a can opener. Yep. I don't know how to watch TV without electricity. I mean, my internet's too slow. My mascara's running. I can't even. Perhaps it's unavoidable, though, because there's so much. Like, I don't know how to hunt animals. I don't know how to track in the wild because I'm dependent on the technology of modern society. And it's only a problem when there's a risk that it's removed or that I become vulnerable.
And I think that's a dependency on civilization, not necessarily technology, because we're dependent on each other. It's not zombie apocalypse where all men for themselves, but there's still a lot more and more focus on devices doing things for us without other people around, that I think that's where the dependency comes into play.
I still think if we were to go, the skill levels that you and I have, we have to make sure that we can still do those things even when they implant technology into our brains.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, we're sort of drawing a line in the sand like, my skill level is where I need to be. Maybe we are already too far into the dependence on technology.
But I know how to read a map.
You do know how to
read a map. And use a compass. I don't own a paper map or a compass, but
they're pretty analog.
If I found a paper map and analog compass, I would know how to use them.
All you have to do is drop your phone too hard, and then you're in that.
Yes.
Another thing about this story that I thought was interesting was, as I mentioned, it goes beyond the typical ransomware because it's not just access to data or even cessation of certain services that you might depend on, but an actual threat of being unable to perceive what is real and what is not real. That's a really scary prospect. And you get the implication that the context, the society that this person, victim, McTragedy, that he lives in, is one where they've tried to make those sorts of protections because there's a federal mandate that says you have to have 1/11th of your consciousness know that it's not real. You can't drive, you can't walk around while you're using the mind plant. So they're clearly thinking about safety measures, but Phobeter has slipped through the cracks. This ransomware has slipped through the cracks.
Phobeter is very malicious.
Yes. Yeah. That's another thing that's common in science fiction. It's like, what is real?
Mm-hmm. I think that reminder of the old woman being on random street corners indefinitely for the victim is residual fear that will never go away because there's no telling when the hijacker will come back for a second round.
Yeah. Interesting little discussion. Thank you, Mona, for participating. Also, thanks to Robert Valenzuela, who I work with and who did the part of the customer service representative. I'll provide a link in the show notes for Robert's website, which he does some photography. Also, you can find Mona on Instagram, So Against the Grain. And I think you have a YouTube video up now too, right?
Yeah.
And also thanks to Purple Planet for providing some of the music. Listeners, feel free to contact me on Instagram, DM me, let me know what you think of the show. If you have any ideas for the show, go ahead and pop me a message. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next time for episode 10.